It's the holidays, which means it's time to ask important questions, like why there is a toe in mistletoe.
Is that what they say? Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Happy holidays, Anne.
Happy holidays, Rena.
We thought it might be fun to find out where some of our holiday words come from. Let's start with mistletoe. What's the origin?
So the word mistletoe goes all the way back to Old English, and it's a compound, mistle plus, and in Old English it was ton, which meant twig. So it was a mistle twig. Now here's the tricky part. The word toe in English, back in Old English, was pronounced ta, and its plural form was ton. So the word twig was ton, and the plural form of toe was ton. So when people heard mistleton, some of them reinterpreted that as mistle toes, in which case the singular form is mistletoe.
Good thing it wasn't any other body parts then. Well, then there's Yuletide. Where did we get that word?
Yuletide is also old. Yule, all the way back to Old English, meaning Christmas. It was also sometimes used to refer to the months of December and January. And the word tide has also been in the language a long time to refer to a period of time, an extent of time, so that Yuletide is the time of Christmas, springtide, summertide. I took a look at historical change, and it looks like right now Yuletide is increasing in frequency, but springtide, summertide are seem to be falling out of the language.
I've never heard springtide or summertide before, so that's
because no one says them anymore.
Absolutely. So when we're pouring a bit of eggnog, maybe with a little or a lot of rum mixed in, let us ponder its beginnings. We know what an egg is, but what's a nog?
A nog is strong ale, which people who drink eggnog can probably attest to. Goes back to 1825.
Well, and here's the perennial dispute. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia, Anne?
We can put our listeners at ease and say it's both, that it is standard to say poinsettia, poinsettia, and some speakers have put a T on that first syllable and you get poinsettia.
What do you say?
I say poinsettia.
So do I, and I think we're right, don't you?
Of course.
Well, we know all about Santa Claus and his reindeer, and there's one named Vixen. I'm wondering where that came from.
So a vixen is a female fox. Vixen and fox are related. In some dialects, the F became a V. Now, what I was struck by is that the meaning of vixen as a sexy woman is really new and actually not in all dictionaries yet. That dictionaries will say a female fox or an ill-tempered woman. But only recently did that come to mean a sexy woman.
Wow. Hey, happy holidays once again.
Happy holidays.